This former industrial lot was polluted by the city and the state over decades of use. While digging trenches this June, the Sitka Community Land Trust found a degree of pollution they weren't aware of when buying the land from the city 2 years ago for an affordable housing project. They brought the issue before the assembly, requesting $47,000 from the Southeast Economic Development Fund to cover half the cost of cleaning up and building around the contaminated soil. And the assembly was torn on who was responsible for these chemicals now and who should assume the cost for their removal. In the end, the majority told the Sitka Community Land Trust to take care of the problem themselves. That included Richard Ween, Stephen Eisenbeis, Aaron Bean, and Matthew Hunter. Both Ween and Bean mentioned how, in purchasing the land for $1 2 years ago, the land trust did agree to cover any future soil remediation work. Ween wanted to uphold that contractual agreement to the letter and said doing otherwise would create a bad precedent.
If prior agreements can be breached, then the value of what this agreement tonight does to future promises, I'm not sure. You can't keep making agreement after an agreement and breach it and breach it.
I'm more in favor of the land trust dealing with their own issues on this and slightly increasing the price of the houses.
That's Assemblymember Stephen Eisenbeis, arguing that the price of homes would not raise significantly, about $7,000 on average. Back of the envelope calculations by Ween estimate this would raise monthly mortgage payments by $30 for a 30-year period and $49 for a 15-year period. Keep in mind, with home prices unlisted, it's tough to pin these numbers down. But the hypothetical figure was a touch point for several assembly members during the debate.
I would argue that $30 or $49 a month for a lot of people is quite a bit of money.
That's Assemblymember Kevin Knox, who said that tacking on any cost, even in the double digits, would undermine the goals of the affordable housing project. He further argued the city should take care of pollution it created. At the last assembly meeting, representatives of the land trust said the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation does not recognize waivers of environmental responsibility. Given these factors, Knox, Ben Maisato, and Bob Petruski voted for the measure. With an even split, Mayor Matthew Hunter broke the tie.
I keep coming back to $30 a month, and I know that that is a very, very huge amount of money for a lot of people. However, I don't like this, but I think I'm probably going to be the fourth no vote tonight on this one. That's based on precedents it's going to set and the fact that this project can still get done even without the city money.
While the assembly may be opting out, the Sitka Community Land Trust is all in. They're in the process of installing helical pilings to avoid digging deeper into petroleum deposits underground, and they're shipping 120 cubic yards of contaminated soil to Juneau. The cost of all this work is $88,000, nearly half of which will be paid for through the sale of a parking lot to a local vet clinic. As for the other half of the tab the assembly won't pick up, well, Executive Director Mim McConnell says it must be paid sooner rather than later. One option the board could consider when it meets on October 16th is selling some of its land.
Especially the part that we can't build on. You know, we're backed up against a steep hill, so there's land there that we would probably approach those neighbors and ask them if they're interested in buying the piece that fronts their property.
Again, this is an option. What McConnell doesn't want to see, contrary to the assembly's thinking, is homeowners absorbing this cost.
That's not what we're about. So I think somehow this needs to be dealt with in a way that doesn't make life more difficult for the home buyer.
Board President Randy Huey agrees. Both Huey and McConnell were out of town at the time of the assembly meeting and not able to testify. But over the phone with KCAW, Huey was firm in saying that affordable housing was a chronic issue and that local government should play a bigger role.
For 20 years, we've seen the demographics of the town change to an aging population, declining school population. And it is my belief that affordability in housing is one of the critical factors in that change in demographics. We can fix that, but it's going to take some sacrifice. It's going to take more than just free land into a land trust to solve the problem.
Be that as it may, the majority of the assembly drew a line in the soil on the issue of contamination and voted to support the project with vocal praise, but not with cash. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.